Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. Scientists says climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding storms, and wildfires are more severe in Maryland. Heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about the climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very much concerned.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I'm sure I have.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Some would agree.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause three times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality? Okay, and strong support or somewhat support?
Support.
Opinion research.
Who's doing this survey?
It's a research company, Opinion Research.
What? Sponsored by whom?
We're not giving that information. Now I'm going to read you a list of areas proposed being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate if you support or oppose the proposal. The first one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
What did you say? What was the first initial thing?
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need.
Wait, but what was the initial question before that, though?
Oh, okay. If you support, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by
what?
The state. Proposal, it says various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change.
Oh, okay.
Okay, installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Support or oppose?
That's support.
Strongly support or somewhat?
I guess strongly support.
Okay, providing immediately relief after natural disasters. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose?
What do you mean, improving electrical grid? What does that mean?
Just based on what you understand on the question, would you support or oppose? It only says improving electrical grid.
I'll pass on that.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainy storms.
Repeat the question.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Oh, flooding.
Yes.
It sounds like they're floating. Flooding. Support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly, I guess.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Support strongly.
Expanding quality health care.
Support strongly.
Increasing access to public transportation.
Support strongly.
Thank you. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? You can tell me if it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. How convincing is this? Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? Okay.
Very convincing.
The communities we have who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequalities caused by climate change. How convincing?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flooding management.
Yes,
very convincing.
Agree.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Well, Mondan, if the lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Of the lawmaker? What?
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would that enhance your opinion, diminish, or not impact?
Enhance.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion, diminish, or no impact?
I'm going to skip that.
Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion, diminish, or no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill?
Yes.
Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share cost. Okay.
Yes,
strongly support. If the 2024 election were being held today, for whom would you vote? For president candidates where Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, a Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent.
Biden.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 or older?
50 to 64.
Okay. And with which party are you registered to vote, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
And what is your race, white, African-American, or other?
African-American.
Okay. Thank you. That concludes with our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. Hope you have a
great day. Okay, thank you. All right, bye.